Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's Mad Mike Buy Sell Cash Money Extravaganza Boogaloo 2. It's nice to have you here with me. This week, I'm buying Nuclear Strike. It's about 14 bucks. It's an entry out of one of my favorite Sega Genesis helicopter game series that had Desert Strike. And this one's a little high at 14 bucks as far as where it's been in its lifespan, but I think it's going to keep going up. There isn't a lot of this type of mission-based destruction games on the system, so gamers and collectors alike should enjoy it, and it'll probably retain or increase in value. Also, I have Fighter's Destiny, $10 on this one right now. This is a really unique fighter that I enjoyed when I was younger and as a teen, and $10 just seems cheap to me. And it's different enough that from the other fighters on the system that it's going to have some market push upwards for not only people like me who play a bunch of games, but collectors who want the titles that not everybody has. Selling this week. Selling, I'm selling Midway's Arcade Hits Volume 1. That's also $10. This game isn't very good. And for 5 years, this was less than $4, sometimes even as low as a dollar. We're talking like in the Madden range of prices here. And this is just inflation of a shit game, and I won't put up with it. So sell, 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 get rid of it. One of the heavy hitters is on the sell list this week, Worms Armageddon. It's at $210 fucking dollars now. The last time that it was this expensive, which was in 2016 sometime, it immediately fell for 2 years straight until it was about $100 in the mid-2018s. There's a little bit of me that wants it to stay expensive because I own it and it's fun having expensive games, but it's a game that I like to play or did like to play on PC and a bunch of other systems, so I'd like it to be cheaper for people to be able to access it and play it on this system. So let's sell it. Let's sell a bunch of copies, and let's sell them at low prices. Star Soldier. So when we reviewed this one, Star Soldier Vanishing Earth, it was about 26 bucks. It's now at about $38. It is not a good enough game to keep going up, but I would just like to point out that we caused this. This was entirely us. We did this. This was us. And then my avoid of this week is Amazon. Let's just avoid buying games on Amazon. There are no, unless you find a third-party seller on there that put the wrong price in, doesn't know the market value or something, you are going to be spending, on average, about 200% more to buy any game, controller, system on Amazon. And a lot of times they use the generic conditioning, like used good, without actually showing you pictures of the item, without telling you whether or not you're getting a manual and a book. If you're buying a SIB copy, it could just say complete, and it's just the complete loose cartridge. It's a really big crapshoot to buy things on Amazon, so I just would avoid it entirely. I still troll through there. If I'm looking for a specific game, I'll see what the prices are on there compared to eBay or local shops and things like that, because occasionally, maybe like 1 out of 100 times, I find something, but for the most part, just fuck Amazon. Stay away from it. That's all I got for this week. I'll see you next week.